Now, a national organ donation network is set to be launched in China next month. That's according to the Health Ministry, who have been operating a pilot donation scheme along with the Red Cross Society of China in 16 cities. Vice Health Minister Huang Jiefu says the scheme will officially begin after the Spring Festival.
Right after the upcoming Spring Festival, China's Red Cross Society and Health Ministry will host a meeting to launch the campaign to encourage the public to voluntarily donate. Organ donations in China hasn't literally started. It is only conducted in a pilot fashion, but it will be launched nationwide soon.
Currently, the organ donation procedure in the country can only come from specific government pilot schemes, consenting death row prisoners or the relatives of the patients themselves. However, annually, out of 1.5 million, the number of patients actually getting organs is just under 1%. At the same time, over 90% of the 600 donors over the past 3 years are said to have suffered from medical debt after making those donations. Ji Yun Song with the Zhejiang Provincial Red Cross says the new national donation system will also have to tackle the issues faced by those donors.
We'll provide the family of the donors with differentiated amount of compensation according to their conditions. Families with children and elderly people will get a higher amount, but all the compensation will be under 50,000 yuan because we don't want the public to think of it as an organ purchase.
However, concerns have also been raised of doctors relaxing their treatment of those patients who have already agreed to donate an organ. To address these concerns, the national donation system will also reportedly set up an evaluation team comprising of doctors specializing in different fields. Their job will be to independently assess a patient's suitability to donate. With the new system, the Chinese government also says it's hoping to phase out the dependence on death row prisoners for organs in the future.